This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to UK on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. The visit will include a review of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, with particular emphasis on cooperation in defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, climate action, health, education and people-to-people ties.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
On signing of free trade agreement between India and UK, the Foreign Secretary said both sides are currently engaged in legal scrubbing and other last-minute formalities. Speaking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to UK, Vikram Kumar Duraiswamy, said Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries. He added that a future agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies.
The free trade agreement, we are working to finalize it, as Foreign Secretary said. The objective is to have the free trade agreement land. It is, of course, a detailed and ambitious document. So there is effort that is required to make sure it's all accurate and covers everything that the two sides have actually agreed. It reflects the substance of what people are expecting.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of independence of Maldives on Saturday. India has extended the ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering the domestic airspace till August 23rd. This was stated by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohal. He said this extension reflects continued strategic considerations and is in line with prevailing security protocols. This action followed Pakistan's earlier decision to bar Indian flights from its airspace. Pakistan has extended the closure of its airspace for flights operated by Indian Airlines by another month till August 24th. Meanwhile, notice to airmen, NOTAM, has also been issued for a large-scale Indian Air Force exercise scheduled in Rajasthan along India-Pakistan border for July 23rd to 25th. In a major decision aimed at promoting women's empowerment, Uttar Pradesh Cabinet has approved a 1% discount in stamp duty on property worth up to 1 crore rupees if it is purchased in the name of a woman. Till now, this exemption was applicable only on property up to 10 lakh rupees in the state. In a major push to youth empowerment, Delhi government has announced a significant hike in cash awards for the medal winners of Olympic and Paralympic to 7 crore rupees from currently 3 crore rupees. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in New Delhi yesterday. President Donald Trump has announced a long-awaited trade agreement with Japan. As part of the deal, U.S. importers will pay 15% reciprocal tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the United States. U.S. President Trump on Truth Social said that U.S. and Japan just completed a massive deal, perhaps the largest deal ever made. Mr. Trump said Japan will invest $550 billion into the United States. The United States and the Philippines have concluded a trade deal last night after U.S. President Donald Trump met his Philippine counterpart, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House. Mr. Trump, in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, said U.S. and Philippines concluded the trade deal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.